Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus talked about sending messengers to His people and them killing them and persecuting them and hurting them. And the Bible said, as He described the story, He said, so the Father said, I will send them My Son. They'll respect Him. What does that mean? They'll value Him. They'll treat Him with respect. But when He sent Him, they didn't. They said, this is the heir. Let's kill Him. And they killed Him and threw Him out. That's why the world is heading for judgment. Come on, are you listening? Because the Father gave and sent the most precious thing He has, the most expensive thing He has to get us. And if you spit on that, you deserve to be lost. Come on, are you with me? If you reject that, if you treat that with disdain and contempt, if you blaspheme that blood, you will be lost. And there is no hope for you. I've made up my mind. Have you made up your mind?
Yes.
The blood of the Lamb is to me most precious. Precious beyond words. I'd have to talk in tongues and I still couldn't describe it. Is that right? The blood of the Lamb is the blood of the precious, spotless, without blemish. In Him was no sin. Hallelujah. In Him was no imperfection, no blemish, no blot, no stain, none, none, none. And that blood, He freely gave His own blood, and the Father freely gave Him because to Him, you and I are worth the same. We were and are worth giving that to obtain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When people say ignorant things that they know nothing about, the Lord has mercy on them. Because He knows they don't know what they're talking about. But people who know better should say better. Should speak better. Right? And we want to watch how we refer to the Master. Not to be scared of Him, but He is so amazing. He is so precious. His blood contains the essence of God Himself that makes Him an eternal being. We don't know how long God has existed. We get some samplings that things in the universe that we can see and perceive could be billions of years old. Well, He's got to been around before that. Right? And He's not aging and He's not wearing out. And those who receive Him, the Bible says, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. With the same nature that He has. That means that same eternal life is in the believer. Not gonna be in the believer, is right now in the believer. And the reason I am, and the only reason I am, is because of the precious blood of the Lamb. That's the only reason. And so to me and to you, that blood holds a place like no other place. Is that right? It's on the mercy seat right now. Alive. That blood's living. And it's speaking. Hallelujah. It's the only way you and I can come before the throne. It's the only way we have acceptance into the family. And acceptance of God. It's because God doesn't look at us, our failures, our mistakes, our sins. When He looks at us, He sees the blood. He sees that cleanliness. He sees that life. That Zoe, I am what I am by the blood. I am who I am by the blood. It has forever determined my worth and my value. Oh, hallelujah. Lift your hands, everybody. Let's thank Him. Lord, we praise You. Lord, we worship You. We give You glory. We give You honor. We magnify You. Oh, thank You, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. Somebody say, thank You, Lord. 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 Whew. Let me give you a snapshot of your future. God gave it to us in the Word. You want to take a glimpse of yourself?
Yes.
You want to see yourself?
Yes.
Some time from now?
Yes.
Revelation 7. Revelation 7. You know, when you realize I am eternally alive, not my body, it's going to be.
Amen.
This body right here is going to have eternal life manifest in it one day when the trumpet sounds. And this mortal is going to put on immortal. This corruptible is going to put on incorruptible. That's that same life. That Zoe life as God has it. But in my spirit, I have it right now. I have it right now. That's what happened when you were born again. You were born from above. Is actually what the phrase literally says. We say born again all the time, but literally it's born from above. The life that has recreated us didn't originate from earth. We're not of this world in the sense that our life now has come from another place. And after this life is over, and after the things have been fulfilled concerning the church and redemption and what we just talked about, the Lord is in His long patience is waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. When the last one has come in, only He would know that. Verse 9. Revelation 7, 9. After this, He said, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb. Who?
Jesus.
The Lamb. And they were clothed with white robes. And they had palms in their hands. Verse 10. And they cried, this vast throng, this huge crowd that no man could number, robed in white. They cried with a loud voice saying, salvation. Salvation to our God who sits upon the throne. And unto the Lamb, the Holy One. You multiply that times millions upon millions of eternal live beings. We never heard a sound like that. It's going to rise to the glory of God. Verse 11. And all the angels stood round about the throne and the elders and the four beasts, and they fell before the throne on their faces, and they worshiped God. God, the source of all life, of all creation. Hallelujah, of all power. The source of every burning star and the gravitational pull of every planet. And the light in my mind and the next beat of my heart. And they said, amen. Amen. They're amen in us. They're amen in what we said.
Yes.
blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and might. Do you suppose there'll be a surge throughout the throngs? Power like we've never experienced. Be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And 13. And one of the elders answered and said unto me, John, what are these? We'd say, who are these arrayed in these white robes? Who are these? Those closest to the throne are saying, who are these? The elders who sit closer to the presence of God than any being. The four beasts, the creatures that are right there in the throne. They're saying, who are these? Who are these arrayed in these white robes? Where did they come from? Where did they come from? Verse 14, I said to him, sir, you know. That's what you say when you don't know. You say. See, the Lord is letting John see far off into the future. He's a witness of something. With God, time is, I don't know how to begin to describe it because I don't understand myself. We know a beginning, a middle, an end. Apparently, time is not that static to him. He said, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That's me. That's you. Hallelujah. Have you been washed by the blood of the Lamb? That's you. That's you. One day, you and I will be right there. One day, we will be part of that vast throng. One day. And the revelation also talked about, it said, the accuser of their brethren accused them before their God night and day. Persecution, tribulation, but they overcame him. How, come on, how'd they do it? How they overcame him. How'd we get there? How'd we get there? Because we believed when other folks didn't believe. Because we wouldn't quit when other people quit. Come on, are you listening? We would not turn loose of him. We would not deny him. We would not reject him. We reverence the blood. We hold to the blood and the power of the blood, the great price that was paid to redeem us. Hallelujah. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah, and the word of their testimony. Thanks be unto God forever.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.